With National Native News, I'm Art Hughes, in for Antonia Gonzalez. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren released the results of a DNA test that suggests some Native heritage as far as 10 generations back. In an edited campaign video released Monday, Warren is seen consulting with Stanford genetics professor Carlos Bustamante, who is also an advisor with the commercial DNA companies 23andMe and Ancestry.com. The tape references Warren's ongoing debate with President Donald Trump, who frequently derides her earlier claim of Native heritage.
In the senator's genome, we did find five segments of Native American ancestry with very high confidence, where we believe the error rate is less than 1 in 1,000.
Now, the president likes to call my mom a liar. What do the facts say?
The facts suggest that you
absolutely have a Native American ancestor in your pedigree.
Trump has frequently referred to Warren derisively as Pocahontas. The dispute stems from Warren formally notifying two universities after she was hired in the 1980s that she had Native heritage. The video includes statements from people who had a role in her hiring, saying Warren's heritage was not a factor. Warren reiterates she is not an enrolled member of any tribe. The video includes excerpts of Trump at one of his rallies suggesting he'd pay $1 million to a charity if a DNA test showed Warren is Native. Warren issued a tweet saying the president can send the check to the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center. Trump has since backed off of that claim. The National Indian Education Association concluded its annual convention over the weekend, choosing a new president and three new board members. Robin Butterfield, a citizen of the Winnebago Tribe of Nebraska, will take over as president. Butterfield, also from the White Earth Band of Chippewa, succeeds Jolene Bowman. The nonprofit MoFi helps leverage tax credits to fund rural community projects in low-income areas around the Rocky Mountain region. And now they're helping to open a 24-hour child care center and expand a health clinic for the Northern Arapaho Tribe, Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards reports.
When the Northern Arapaho Tribe conducted a survey of casino workers, they found a serious need for affordable child care. That's according to the Northern Arapaho Tribal Housing Authority Director, Patrick Goggles.
And that need came back that it was a priority of many of the tribal employees because they wanted to continue to work. Some couldn't work because there wasn't childcare service available for them.
So now the tribe is building a 13,000-square-foot childcare center next door to the tribe's casino. It can hold up to 300 children from infants to school age and will be available to tribal families 24 hours a day. Goggle says around-the-clock care is a need for a couple of reasons.
24-hour aspect is to help social services place children that are in need of shelter for a short period of time. There are also graveyard shifts at the casino where working mothers, working families need that type of secure, friendly service that they know the people that work there.
The new center will cost about $4.5 million and should be up and running within the year. A remodeled and expanded health clinic will also be completed soon. It'll offer integrated services with a full-time dentist, optometrist, and a pediatrician. That's important since infant mortality on Wind River Reservation is more than twice the rate of non-natives in Wyoming. MoFi President David Glazer says the clinic will also expand its hours into evenings and weekends.
This is a really big deal. Keep people from traveling long distances, particularly in the winter, to get basic health care.
The clinic will also hire a full-time therapist to help with drug and alcohol addiction and historical trauma issues. For National Native News, I'm Melody Edwards in Laramie.
And I'm Art Hughes.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios by Kwanic Broadcast Corporation. Funding is by Odawi Law Group, provider of Indian Law Solutions, and by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with support from the Public Radio Satellite System.
Support by the Law Offices of Sanofsky Chambers, Saxe, Miller, and Monkman, a national tribal rights law firm with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska, and online at www.sanofsky.com.
Support by BNSF Railway, an American Indian Science and Engineering Society top 50 employer. BNSF's ACES scholarships support Native American students in science, technology, engineering, and math. Info at bnsf.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.